Good morning.
Good morning. Donna.
You're the only one who's arrived so far.
Okay, well, that's confused because you said that we were muted.
Yes, well, I unmuted you.
Right, okay.
Malka.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I'm going to mute. Good
All
morning.
Right. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandela.
This conference call.
Good morning. The handout today can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link. When that landing page opens up, please scroll down to the titled Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The link above that title is the first days of Nisan. And when that opens up, please click on the link that says day two. And that will be our handout today. When that opens up, you can scroll down to number one, the permutation of the tetragrammaton. And you will see that we have.
Excuse me. I think somebody needs to mute because there's a lot of breakup.
Okay, I'll mute everyone.
Okay.
You'll be able to unmute yourself by pressing star six. So please notice that we utilize both names. The Tetragrammaton and Echie in the permutation that is appropriate for the month of ER. The more we learn about the various aspects of these unified connections, the more we will be able to control the astrological influences of the sign of Taurus and the month of ER. Please join me. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Hey, that created the planet Venus. And always know that the letter K has a word. A means the mouth, but concealed in the appropriate manner of drawing the K, the letter, there is concealed the letter bet within the mouth, within the pay. And the bet stands for a house, but it also stands for the words of blessing. And the Vav that created the constellation, Taurus, the bull. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yotach Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sad Veinu, Acharenu Nora, Ufreshayim Sintet Nun, Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamreim, Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem tacharem rachame sikatha amit gamlem betetresh tzaditah gimel. Chasim kadosh berov tucha na'el adatecha et kuf bet. That Nunayan. Please stand and dance and sing with me. Yo, hey, hey, wa, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa, ya, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa, hey, hey, yo. Yo, planet Venus. The Vav creates the constellation Shore, the bull, the Taurus. Yo, hey, hey, wa, ah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa, ah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf. This is the sixth verse of the Ana Bekoach, connects to the sixth day, which is Friday, today. This is a moment to make your connection to the angels of the day, and to make your connection to the Tikkun HaNefesh, the chart with all the body parts associated with the tetragrammaton and the vowels with the connecting to each. Stuff Sirah. Shavatenu kabel, ushmatia katenu, yodea talumo, shinkufal, tadiuta. In the eighth verse of the Anabatoach, we say in a whisper, if you look at the permutation, Yud, Hey, Hey, Vav, you'll notice that the upper world, Yud and Hey, Chachma and Bina, are in the correct order. But the lower worlds have the vessel prior to the spiritual. The month of Taurus, the month of Iyar, its nature of wanting to be in the vessel, into the home. Step three. Are the relationships that are explained in the Sefer Yetzirah. Take note that the name Iyar can be spelled after the Aramaic spelling of Aleph Yud Yud Resh. Sometimes it's spelled with only one yud. It is the second of the 12 months. But in the Torah, the word er is not used. The month is called the month of light, the month of radiance, the month of Ziv. The name Iyar is also Kagbet. It sounds like the word for or, which is light. And the month of Iyar is commonly referred to as the month of natural healing, because its name is an acronym for the words Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am God, your healer. Ani starts with the Aleph, Hashem with the Yud, and Rofecha with the Resh. The tribe is Issachar, and almost all of the members of the Sanhedrin came from the tribe of Issachar. They were experts in the calculation of the new moon. They were experts in being able to interpret the sightings that were truth from the sightings that were false, in the witnesses that came forth to the Bet Din. The sense is the sense of thought, and thought is really the area of consciousness. Thought is something that most people have not developed the sense of thought to be able to discern between truth and lie. That is the purpose of the healing. to correct the consciousness that strays from the correct path. And that path belongs to each individual. And only they can determine what is the correct path for them. And only they can determine and choose to develop thought to be able to discern between truth and not truth. The controller is the right kidney. And what we have learned from modern science is the kidneys cleanse the blood, cleanse the souls, because the soul, the nefesh, is in the blood, what we're taught in the Torah. I'm giving these additional thoughts and statements so that we can unify all aspects and understand and the sense and the tribe are consistent. The prince, the Nasi, who dedicates his portion today, was from the tribe of Issachar. And it's related to the Netzach, to eternity, to endurance, victory of the Malchut. This is sort of like enthusiastic reception. Perhaps that is why the sages who knew the times came from the tribe of Issachar. And the majority of the members of the Sanhedrin throughout the generations came from the tribe of Issachar. We will now read the verses from the Torah, from Bamidbar chapter 7. We will start with the first verse of the tribe of Issachar's offering, which is actually verse 18. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ahino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanenehu. Vayom Hashemi Afri Natanel Ben Tzuar, the Nasi of Issachar. On the second day, Nathaniel, the son of Zohar, the prince or the Nasi of Issachar, did offer. Ha'privet parbeno karit kesef echat shaloshim umeya mishachla mizerach echad kesef shavim shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh shenayim mileyim solet belula b'shemen l'mincha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of the flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Verse 20, Kaf echat asara zahav mela'a ketoret. And I emphasize the word ketoret, which comes from the Shoresh, to draw close. Throughout the centuries, the children of Israel and the Jewish people have utilized the prayer of the Ketoret to draw closer to Hashem as a protection against the plagues of their generation. Verse 20 in English is one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Verse 21. Par echad ben bakar eil echad kavash echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Verse 5, which is verse 22. Seir izim echad lechatat, one male of the goats for a sin offering. And verse 23. Ultevach hashlamim bakar shenayim alim chamishi atudim chamisha kivasim. B'nei shana chamisha zekar ban natan el ben soar. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Natan el ben soar. In step 5, we look at the names. We did not do that yesterday. We will just be reading what's here now, but we're not going to look at the links that are involved in this section. And I strongly recommend that you take the time to review the names, because you will get a very clear indication of, from the names, that they are not totally positive, and yet they're tzaddikim. And it's a way for you to understand, we venerate, we appreciate the sacrifices that the tzaddikim have gone through throughout the generations, and yet we know they are not perfect. And that knowledge that they are not perfect gives us motivation to strive to become a tzaddik on our own right, knowing that we do not have to be perfect to reach that level of consciousness. Our sages teach that not all of these names have positive traits. This indicates traits that need to be worked upon to transform the person, to transform ourselves, to work on during the month that tribe is connected to, into a higher state of consciousness. The more one learns about the names associated with the astrological signs, the more one can learn about his own direction, because each of us has corrections to do with the mikveh, the cleansing that comes astrologically influenced by the month that we are living through. Of Yisachar was Natanya ben Suar. Natanya, which means given from God, means that the blessed God gave Chokhmah, wisdom in his heart. Zohar is related to the word Tzair, which means young. He saw himself as small and young, and as such knew that he had no power from his own side. Therefore, he was a vessel ready to receive all the flow of the blessed Hashem. Zohar, meaning young, also shows that he knew his place and knew who he was smaller than in comparison. The blessed God showered understanding to him, as he was the first one to give the advice to offer the sacrifices for the dedication of the Mishkan, as was found in the Midrash. This advice, the understanding and the first sacrifice, came to him from Hashem. So his name means given from God, as Hashem gave him wisdom, Chokhmah. Even though he received Chokhmah and Bina from Hashem, he still knew his place. He was younger and smaller than Yehuda, and that Yehuda ruled over his brothers, and therefore offered the first sacrifice. Moshe, the Torah tells us, was the most humble of human beings. But here we learn that being humble means you know your place. It doesn't mean that you generate false humility by pretending that you're humble. You know your place. Nathaniel ben Zohar knew his place. He was a king, as we will learn later. He was a king, but he also knew there was another king, and that king was Yehuda. Nathanael knew he was a king in the context of wisdom, in the context of Torah knowledge. So we have to ask the question during ER, what is our place in this world? And what are you doing to maintain your place and to expand your vessel? Perhaps the secret of life is to know one's own name, meaning one's role, and to do it. Dedicate yourself to finding your place if you don't know what it is yet, because many years are spent in each person's life determining what is his place or her place. Here are the three links, four links, giving you the verses from the Tanakh that relate to these names. These verses help you identify. You each have verses that relate to your name and to your father's name and to your mother's name, because you are the son or the daughter of these parents. And as we know, each of these offerings were exactly the same, but they were not. We have a tradition, a teaching in the Torah, from the Torah, that there is no additional letter or word. So why didn't Hashem just say they each brought the same thing? Let it go at that, because there is something for us to learn in each of these names, in each of these offerings. What was the consciousness behind it? This helps us learn that we cannot judge the actions of another person because we don't know their consciousness. All we can see is their external action. But it takes training to be able to observe the pictures in their mind that identify their consciousness when they do the action through telepathy. It takes practice. It's not an easy practice. It's not easy to achieve, but it is achievable. In the tribe of Issachar, the consciousness of Nathanael was that of a king, because the tribe of Issachar is considered the king of the Torah, the king of wisdom. This was due to their study of the timing of the new moon. The bowl that he brought was a symbol of the Torah, due to the bowl being used to prepare the shoe bread. The 130 shekels of this particular bowl had the consciousness of 26 generations from Adam to Moshe, plus the 24 books of the Torah, plus two mems, representing the first word in the Mishnah and the last letter of the Mishnah. This totals to 130. Let me explain. 26 plus 24 is 50, and a value of a letter Mem is 40 in Gematria. Two of them is 80. 80 and 50 is 130. The basin had 70 shekels in weight. Wine is drunk from a basin, and wine is a code word for Torah, which is why we utilize wine for Kiddush. Why was it 70 shekels? Is there 70 ways to understand each letter, each word, each verse in the Torah? The gold ladle of 10 shekels. The ladle itself represents the two tablets of the Esther Dibrot. The meaning of the 10 shekels is the 10 utterances of this Torah. That's why the ladle weighed 10 shekels. The bowl for the oleh, the elevation offering, the burnt offering, relates to the kohanim, to the priests. The ram that he brought as an elevation offering relates to the Levites, who sang joyfully in the temple and the Mishkan. The sheep in its first year as a burnt offering, an elevation offering. And this relates to the Israelites who accepted the Torah at Sinai. Each person accepted it individually. One male goat as a sin offering. And this represents the converts who would come to study the Torah and choose to convert, to become a Jew by choice. The peace offering of the two cattle, the five rams, the five he-goats, and the five sheep. The two cattle represents the two laws, the scripture and the Mishnah, which brings peace in two places, both high and low. The 15 animals refers to the three verses, each made of five words that refer to the Torah. These verses come from Psalms chapter 19, verses 8, 9, and 10. And for the tribe of Issachar, the Nasi was mentioned prior to the tribe as an explanation of Issachar being the king of the Torah. It is proper to set aside tzedakah after each day that we do this. What do you set aside? A connection to Echad, to the gematria of 13. It can be 13 nickels each day. It can be 13 quarters, 13 dimes, $13. Whatever you feel is appropriate. And then you need to search for a truly poor person. As Jeremiah asked Hashem to send a truly poor person so that we could avoid, as a nation, the destruction of his house, the temple. We did not merit a truly poor person. So I hope you find that truly poor person. And I recommend the definition of a truly poor person is someone who does not look at your money, the amount. Doesn't consider the amount because he knows or she knows Hashem will provide them what they need. That certainty is what makes the person truly poor, because every person has lack, but to have certainty that Hashem will provide that lack. And when they approach you, it's not that they are looking for your money or your time or your anything. They're providing you the opportunity to change yourself through tzedakah, through charity, through tithing. This is a truly poor person. Hashem has a role to serve. Hashem, Yeshem, is a truly poor person. This is my opinion. This is my knowledge. There are other information about the various amounts for you to consider. This is the end of our class for today. I will be unmuting you so that you can ask questions. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow being Shabbat, we will not be meeting, but you'll notice that there is a link at the bottom of the handout for ER to the month of Sivan. Please make your connection to that month tomorrow morning. as part of your morning ritual or as part of whatever you're doing for the joy of Shabbat. And remember today to be joyful and happy, because this is the tool to achieve completion. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful Shabbat. Our next class will be Moshe Shabbat, Saturday night at 7 o'clock West Coast time. We will be studying the Zohar section for the month of Tzav. And the word Tzav, which he translates as command, is actually a form of idol worship, as we will come to understand. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Be well, all.
Be well.